Blog Talk Radio.
See, to live is to suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I'll live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the ball, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma feed that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't bleed. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepared my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault, something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid? Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's my only I'd head off in my last. Just another little come on, headed nowhere fast.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss.
That ain't the half. Gets worse as I get older. Actions become bolder. Heart got cold. Chip on my shoulder that I didn't touch. Didn't need a click cause I scared it that much. One deep with the starting for kick. Catching Vicks, throwing bricks, getting by, being slick. Used to get high just to get by. Used to have to pause in the morning before I could fly. I ate something, couple of 40s made me hate something. After some hurt, now I'm ready to take some. 3 years later showing signs of stress. Didn't keep my hair cut or give a fuck how I dress. I'm possessed by the darker side, living the cruddy life. Like this, kept a with a bloody knife. Wanna make records, but I'm hooked up. I'm slipping, I'm falling, can't get up.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can kiss. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up.
Wasn't long before I hit rock bottom. Like damn, look how that got open like a window. No more endo. Look at a video, say to myself that could have been yo.
You're listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B.
The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Woo! Yes indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop Mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
right, you guys, I already know what it is. It's Monday night, and we back in the saddle with Team Hilltop is in the house. What's up, everybody? We got Butch.
Hey, Sean.
Butch Dale is back, y'all. No more peanut brittle for him.
How's everybody? How you doing, Sean? You sound good,
I'm
man.
Doing good. Yeah, man, I'm doing good, man. You know, back.
Well, that's
excited
great.
To be back with good people. Monique Songbird
yeah, well,
is in
it.
The house with us, man. Yeah. What's up,
Monique? Hey, Monique. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I see you getting ready to get your own radio station. What's up? Your own radio show.
Yeah, thanks to Sean.
Thanks to Sean. Okay, great. Great. I'll be looking forward to hearing that. Yeah.
Yeah. We also got the one that's keeping us flowing all over the damn world, and that's Robin Lynn Maven Boz Live Radio is in the house.
Man, you got all these superstars here tonight. Y'all don't even need me no more. I'm just going to lay back in the cut and chill.
Hey, Robin Lynn, how are you?
We still got a gang of people coming on. You know, people are going to be a little late jumping in tonight. But we got our favorite Hilltop sister is in the house. Brandy, this you, Brandy?
This is definitely me, bro. Definitely
That's right.
Me.
Brandy Martin, hey. Y'all. Big Red Entertainment.
Hello, Brandy Martin. How are you?
I'm great, King. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, Robin.
Robin's giggling. All she right. got time to say hey back.
I am back there laughing.
You already know. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Queen. I'm doing great.
And we got Lady J's in the house. We need her. We got Lady J's in the house, but we need her for her to turn her background off so we can hear. Turn her background down. What's up, Lady J? Welcome to the show.
Thank you all, and hello to everyone on the Hilltop.
Hello, Lady J.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
All right.
We got
an exciting show
hey.
For you guys tonight that is tuned in. I mean, when I say exciting show, we got an exciting show. And we do have a California number. If you had guessed, hit one on your phone and I'd get you over to the queue. And then we can get you up and going. That's Miss Gibson.
Should be. California.
Yeah, let's see. All right, California's
Hello,
in the house.
Everyone.
Welcome to the show.
This is Queen G.
All right.
Okay. Hey.
Hello, how are you?
For a special.
Hey.
Man, it is an honor. It's an honor to have you on the show tonight, I'm telling you, real talk.
Aww.
Me and Brandy's been talking almost every day when you guys accepted her into the family of mothers. Faces of Rat Mothers, and I said, Brandy, I said, you got to get these ladies on the show so we can really get them out and going. I know Brandy's like, damn, DJ Sean calling me again. So, you know, I had to stay on her ass to get you guys on here. So,
yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me tonight. And I want to say thank you to Brandy, my sister, who told me about this amazing opportunity this evening, and I'm all open, y'all. I'm an open book, so whatever y'all want to know, I'm ready to go.
I know that's right.
We're gonna start out like this, Queen G. We know, you know, we're not gonna harp on that too much. You are the sister sibling to actor and artist. Tyrese Gibson, you know, played in Fast and the Furious, Baby Boy, and stuff like that. How is that experience, you know, for you to have a superstar as a brother like that for you coming up in this, you know, in this industry?
It's a unique experience in the sense of it's amazing, but it's also cautious, if you know what I mean.
I understand that.
And I say that in the sense of you never know what people's intents are, you know, towards you, or if you are meeting me for the right reason or if it's an ulterior motive involved. But for the most part, you know, that's my real brother. That's my, we have the same mom and father. So we're pure blood. It's a very interesting dynamic for me. And I am the older sister of Tyrese Gibson, the older sister. I'm 5 years older than him. So what's interesting is he just likes me to be his sister. Like, we're both entertainers, and we have our own separate entities of what we do in the entertainment industry. But when it comes to us, the pure of us, he likes me to be his sister. Hey, Sean, what you got going on? What's up? You know what I mean?
Hey,
it's like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
If you ask me why is that like that, I think it's due to the fact that he just needs a something to be familiar with that reminded him of his family life. You know what I mean? Because
exactly.
As you guys
yeah.
know, the entertainment industry can get really, really, really bananas sometimes in different ways. And I just think he needs that stable force that says, I know she hasn't changed toward me, and she's always going to be my big sis. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah,
me and my sister the same way. My sister's a, you know, recording artist, too, but we just love that brother and sister where we could talk about, you know, how our father used to get on our asses and stuff like that and just go with that instead of talking about, oh, did you see who did what yesterday on the music and this and that? So I definitely
right.
understand what you're saying. Yes, definitely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so yeah, it's but it's happened for so many years. Y'all know he broke his first industry Coke commercial at 16 years of age, and that's been over 20 years now.
Wow.
A lot of people, I don't know
wow.
if y'all remember that, but that was that national Coke commercial. That was his first big, you know, break
yes,
in the industry.
Of course.
And
right,
do y'all
right.
remember, y'all remember VCR tapes and stuff back
yes.
in the day?
Sure.
I used to record all of his things that came on TV after that. Like, you know, when I would
right,
see him on MTV Jam.
Shanta, you're telling your age now.
Oh, I know. It's all good. It's all good, bro.
It's all good, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Tell him, Shanta.
Yeah, but, you know, I used to pull out the VCR tapes and tape all his stuff. And I'm just the biggest supporter. And also, like I said, when he needs me to have an ear to call on, I'm there as his sister. So.
All right. So you have the Queen G experience. Tell us a little bit about the Queen G experience for the listeners that are listening. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Queen G Live experience is my daily blog, and it's a raw, uncut version of me. And what I mean by that, you might see me, you know what I mean, when I'm on my daily walk outside, taking an exercise, you may see me in the car. And I say things that are on my mind that have something to do with real life. And also, I interview a lot of different people on there. Like, I just had Shang on my show a couple of days
yeah,
ago. And
yeah, he's a funny, humbling dude. I've had him on my show a while back, too. So I love his what he brings to the table. And he's real with it. You know what I mean? He's like somebody you want to invite over to your cookout all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But see, a lot of people don't know this. This is crazy. This is a crazy fact. I've been knowing Shang for 25 or plus years.
Oh, wow.
We used to hang out in Hollywood, California at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And we used to meet up at the, you know, clubs at Hollywood Park Casino and all of that. It's crazy. I've been in this entertainment industry since I was 18 years of age. And I am currently, I don't mind telling my age, Sean, I'm 47 now.
Oh, you don't even look it.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, you don't even look it.
And the way that they used to work it in L.A., like, you liable to run into Cat Williams, you know what I mean? Because he had an office at Hollywood Park Casino. Like,
oh, wow.
No one knew. Right. These were like, newbies in the game at the time. But I've grown up, you know, around all of these people. It's been around my life and career for quite some time. And I've always been nosy, so.
yeah.
You know what I mean? but Queen D Live Experience is a daily blog. I even had a young lady that was on the show the other day. She's a new mom, and we talked about breastfeeding. And, I mean, you could hear different types of topics on our show, different subjects, things that have to do with real life. You know what I mean? And it's raw and uncut, raw and uncut.
So the listeners out there that are listening, if they want to tune in and to your blog, how can they, you know, check it out, Shanta?
I actually have Queen G Live Experience on a Roku channel called the MJ On Network. That's one way that you can tune in. Also, I am my main blog is on Facebook Live. So I'm on Facebook almost every day. And it's basically looking up, you search Queen G Live Experience on Facebook and like the page. And after you like the page, you know, the alerts go up. When I'm live, it goes up and shows that I'm live. So, and I have a lot of great interviews on there, previous, before, now. I just had John of Troop recently. Celebrities, non-celebrities, everyday people, you know what I mean? People I've mentored in the business, new up-and-coming artists. It could be some of everybody on my
all
show.
Right.
Love, Sean, to interview you about your recent health ordeal on my show in the near future because my husband had a stroke before, my young husband. And
oh, wow.
I actually understand some of the detail of what it takes for recovery and things like that. He was only 36 when he had his stroke.
Wow.
So he was a young man.
Yes.
And went through that.
It's a process that that I know that's not going to take like tomorrow and I'll be back, you know, 100%. It's a process that takes its time. It's according on how you eat, how you rest, and, you know, just do what the doctors tell you to do and having good physical therapists that pushes you, you know, and I love that.
Right.
With the, you know, and then I push myself too because when I'm not with a physical therapist, I'm either walking or working on my hands and stuff. So, you know, when I went back to the doctor was like, man, you doing this and you doing that. You know, I'm like, you know, ahead of the game because of my, you know, I'm determined this is my second one in 5 years. So I'm pushing myself, yeah, to get back. But, yeah, I would love to come on and, you know, talk about it in the near future. Yeah, I would love that experience with you.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. And I just think you are a walking miracle. And I hate to say this. I'm going to say this, too. It's very interesting how our lives take different courses. Like, I recently was hit with a bout of epilepsy suddenly.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
I've had 8 seizures since November of last year.
Wow.
Wow.
To find out it was actually a product that I was taking. It was from a product that I was taking that did not agree with my system.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting, right? It was, I was taking,
yeah,
I'm not putting this down, but it was apple cider vinegar Goalies
oh,
that
wow.
I was taking for weight loss. and I discovered that it was the trigger for the seizures.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow.
It's always something. Always something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there's another side of it where I understand, you know what I mean, like the cognitive process of gaining your brain power back and things like that, having to exercise and practice memory type of things. And it's just very interesting what happens when you go through that type of health process, you know, and things like that. But I will say this, Sean. Everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And I'm not going to get, you know, religious or anything like that. But I believe that my life, and I believe possibly your life even, there's a purpose for us. And when we go through things like that, because of the platforms that we hold, there's a reason. I'm not saying that God puts bad things on you. Please don't quote me on that, or don't think that I'm saying that. But I believe that it's the reason why we go through everything that we experience, because can't nobody tell it how we can tell it. You understand?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, I get a little deep sometime, y'all.
That's what this show is for. Speak your mind.
Yeah,
it's the truth. And, you know, I believe that, you know, exactly what you said. You know, God puts us through things to make us slow down, you know, to make us open our eyes up and to see that life is more precious than just doing this and doing that. You know, it's time for you to sit down. So I'm going to let you go back through what you went through and you came out of it with, you know, when I had my first one, they gave me the medication and boom, 5 days, I was back like nothing happened. This one was a little deeper because I had a blood clot in my brain. So that kind of, it upset me. I was depressed for a minute, but I got to thinking, you know, hey, now it's time for me to redo my life, look at life different, and slow down on eating a bunch of damn chicken, fried chicken. So, because, you know, my cholesterol was part of it this time, my cholesterol and high blood pressure wasn't mixing right. And I remember the week before, I went to McDonald's and got a chicken sandwich. So I was like, God damn. If I never went to McDonald's, I'd never be here. But, you know, it's according to how you treat your body and what you do and what God has the final say of how you eat something and how it goes through your body. So I'm a believer.
Exactly.
I tell people.
And to know that, you know, this product was what was triggering my seizures. Listen, it was so serious, you guys. One time, I felt it getting ready to come on, and I was sitting in the line waiting on my kids to get out of school.
Damn.
I could feel it getting ready to come. And so what I had to do real quick was put the car in park so that if I seize and I hit the gas, I wouldn't hit the car in front of me. You understand?
Oh wow.
And when I awakened, my husband was looking down at me and the principal of the school. I had no idea where I was. You know what I mean? He was like, come on, baby, let's go home. Let's go home.
Well, that's a blessing right there. Yeah.
It's just really something. And then when God told me that God was the one that made me aware that it was the goalies that I was taking that was doing it. And then when he made me aware of it, he also told me stop taking the meds, because if you don't have seizures anymore, you don't need the meds to treat the seizures either.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right.
I feel as if, you know, God has definitely given me a new leash on life. So.
That's right. This is the Hilltop Radio Show. show, y'all. And we got the one and only Shanta Queen G Gibson here live in the show, live on the show tonight. And we'll be right back. This is a new one from Stokely. We'll be right back, y'all.
Like magnetic force, the sweetest love I've ever had. Yeah. Felt just like when eagles soar, then sweet turned to a sour patch. I was lightning, you were thunder. Not over you, wanna be under. Did you drive me for the star rotation? Can't take it, mess around, playing games. Simon says, no Macarena. Wanna get us back to love again. It's not just easy come, easy go, yeah. It's a waterfall of pure emotion, baby. Hypnotic patterns like the light is slow, yeah. Don't let our love wash away. Let our love cascade. Solar flares ignite our sun. That we never meant, no, no. A trigger pulls a smoking gun. Can we reverse the damage dealt? I was lightning, you were thunder. Not over you, wanna be under. Cause you got me from the cool down rotation. Can't take it, dancing around, playing games. Simon said, no Macarena. Wanna get us back to love again. It's not just easy go, yeah. It's a waterfall of pure emotion, baby. Hypnotic patterns like a light is gold, yeah. Don't let our love wash away. Let our love.
It's time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tax, and when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, y'all, we back. That's Queen G is in the house, along with Miss Brandy Martin, my big sister, Big Red Entertainment. Faces of Rap Mothers, yes, they are in the house. I want to thank you guys. A special shout out for Brandy for making this happen tonight with a superstar is in the house, y'all. So we're pleased to have Miss Shanta Gibson and Miss Brandy Martin. And I don't know if this may be Miss Meeks. This Miss Meeks?
Yes, our other sister, yes. Madame Meek, I hope that's
This Miss Meeks?
This is City.
All right, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are
you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, good. Welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and being with us tonight.
I'm working while I'm talking to y'all. I'm still working.
All right. Well, Shanta, let's move a little bit forward. How did you get involved with the Faces of Rap Mothers and explain a little bit to the listeners? You know, we have Brandy coming on talking about it. How did you get involved with it, and how was it, you know, how did it all come together with these young ladies being, I mean, what is this, y'all, fifth season of this, I think, if I'm not mistaken. How did all this come apart with you being involved?
I actually was one of the original Faces of Rap Mothers. I helped Candy with some of the development of it. Also, I helped with some of the media aspect of helping to build some of Faces of Rap Mothers. It's definitely Candy's idea. It's Candy's baby, her conception. Basically, it's mothers in the industry. If you ask me, what is it? It's mothers in the industry. We know most reality shows, you know, they have younger women and things like that, and they always dig into their lives. But this one right here is the mature mother that may have been in the business or industry for quite a while. You know what I mean? They have a history in the industry. They have a resume. Like, one of the rap mothers is legendary Suga T, who was E-40's sister.
Oh, wow.
We have Bobby Brown's sister is one, Tina Brown.
And she is a comedian, correct? She's a comedian, correct?
Yes.
No, Tina Brown is not a comedian. Tina Brown, I don't know quite what she does, but she's not in comedy. She is not in comedy. We have it's so many. Some of the JJ Fad.
Oh, wow.
Group members. It's amazing. It's growing in leaps and bounds. And all the women that are in it, they have a resume. When I tell you a resume, my God, it is a resume. Serious ones.
So how do you and Candy go about getting these, you know, these young ladies and say, okay, that's, you know, such like Brandy, she's a, you know, face of rap mothers. How do you guys pick and choose, you know, these young ladies from the industry? I mean, what makes them become a face of rap mothers? If you could explain that.
Well, we like them to be mature. You understand, preferably, hopefully 40 plus, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Not necessarily, but mature at least. Have a resume. Like Brandy has a long resume of, you know, hosting. She has her own management company. She has a lot of great and amazing things going on. And let's not even talk about the tragedies, you understand, that have taken place in Brandy's life as well that have gotten national attention and things like that. So
sometimes I'd be wondering how she's still walking today, but go ahead,
right,
Shanta.
Right, exactly. She has an amazing resistance and just she's so strong. And I since I've known her, just the strength, you understand, I don't know how she does it. But someone like her and someone like Madam Meek, who is on the line as well, who is a hip-hop artist who has her own business.
And a CEO.
Yeah, she's also a CEO. She's my manager.
Oh, wow.
Madam Meek is, she don't play.
My
you know what I mean? Madam Meek is.
Right.
She is, she's amazing, though. She's a hip-hop artist. A lot of people don't know she's a FemC herself. She's rap. She's a rapper and, you know, writer and things like that. Like, and we, all the women are just amazing. Amazing. We have singers. We have, it's just entertainers from different backgrounds. And they have life stories, you understand, that are connected and tied into the industry somehow.
Wow.
So,
amazing.
That's how, kind of like how we make our selection. We make our selection because we kind of want them to be of the mature crowd, you know what I mean? Somebody that
right.
has lived their lives a little bit, that has a long type of resume. You didn't just jump on the boat and get in the industry. We want you to have to, you know, have lived a little bit in it.
Right.
And experience and some things. So.
Right, and not being messy in the industry and things like that. Yeah, I got you.
Didn't say it don't get messy. Now, I
all right.
That now.
I'm not to throw that out there.
That's right. Keep it real. Keep it real.
It is still a reality show, so it comes with it.
All right.
Yeah. It's
Well, Shanta, look, I want you to stay with us. We're going to shift gears to Miss Meeks. Miss Meeks, again, welcome to the show. Brandy, like, you know, like me and Brandy talk about almost like every day, and, she, you know, she had, you know, a lot of, you know, things to tell me about you, and I was like, well, you know, if she can be a part of the show tonight, you know, have her be a come on, and you're here. We appreciate you.
I love my
sister.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you. You know, who is Miss Meeks? Oh, who's Madame Meeks?
Madame Meeks. And I'm a Detroit representative of Faces of Rap Mothers. I've also been in the music game since a child. I come from a family of musicians, a band called IND from Gary, Indiana. That's my uncle now. They were the actual originated, the first group to start a band with a vinyl album in Gary. And I was a small child up under all that. So,
Butch, you remember that band, Butch? Butch, that sound like around your era, Butch.
Yes, no, my what is it, Gary, Indiana?
Yep, IND, Under New Dimension. That's what they were.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great. Yeah. Yes, yeah, my time, Sean. Yeah. We had a lot of vinyl. Yes.
Yep, so, you know, I heard by the DJs on the radio that my uncle's known as the Legends of Gary because they did it before the Jacksons. So,
oh, wow.
They were the Legends. Yeah. But and then my grandma was good friends with Al Green when I was a kid. And he used to be over, you know, our house and stuff. So, you know, it was destined. But as a kid, you know, I used to open up plays and singing and acting and it just never left me, you know, the music. And I was taught how to do artist development as a child, like copyrights and registering music. I was taught that by my uncles them at an early age. So that got me into doing artist development. And I done dressed up, you know, superstars, you know, work with a lot of them. You know, I used to model and everything. So I done did a lot. In the game.
Wow, you ladies been around 3 or 4 times around the world. I see. Wow.
Yeah.
So, but your ex-husband, if I'm not mistaken, was a big time in the hip hop game too, right?
No, my son's father. Yeah, he was a young lead of No Limit. The one that made How You Do That there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Young Blue Teacher and Master P. Everybody thought it was Master P song, but it's not.
Learn
something new every day when we're on this show. So tell us a little bit about your experience being a face of Rap Mothers, Miss Meek.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I've been trying to be the face. I love the genuine love from some of the sisters. I am what they call the enforcer, I guess. I don't know. I might be a little rough around the business when it comes to business. When it comes to business, I am real stern about business. Like, I don't go around paperwork. So they call me the paperwork guru. So if all the I's not dotted and the T's not crossed, we can't go forward. So I'm the one that enforces the paperwork law.
I can respect that. Yeah,
I might have to get you to manage me.
Yeah, I can respect that. Yeah, that's the way you got to do it, man. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's me. I'm I like to have fun, but I just want to make sure everything's taken care of first, you know. And then we can party, you know, responsibly.
All right, now. So how is it being with, you know, all these other awesome ladies? You know, how humbling is it for you to be with the other amazing ladies that are, that's part of the, you know, what's this number 5, right, Shanta? This is the fifth edition?
Six,
okay.
Six. Yes. Yeah. We also have books out. All the ladies are in books as well. We have our own baby dolls. We have our own. It's a lot of merchandise and things like that are centered around the Rap Mothers too. Jackets and we have our own radios and like all kinds of stuff. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow. Oh yeah, because I do have a Children's Future Radio.
Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about that. Tell us about that radio station.
Well, I started that in the middle of the COVID. Well, I'm going to tell you how it started, though. I'm not giving no, I was begged to do a Detroit show for a particular radio station in Indiana and Chicago. And somehow we had a little issue and had a little altercation when we had a disagreement, and they cut the plug on me. And I was a media rep over there for like three different stations. And I had rolled their numbers up. I had got their numbers. I got them on Spotify, and iHeart picked them up due to my, if you go back and listen to like their pre-recordings, you'll hear them saying my name. Like I'm the one showing them how to get their ASCAP license and, you know, all the licenses they needed for the stations. And, but in any event, God was just like, when it ended, I ain't know. I was like, you know, I ain't know what to do. God was like, start your own station. And he's like, I sent you over there to learn that, but I didn't send you over there to stay. I sent you over there to learn that so you can start your own. So he just showed me what to do step by step, and I just did it, you know, and started my own station. And I'm just going from here, you know. I'm over here working on, you know, putting into format, you know, starting to add my commercials and all that.
What,
I just blessed the guy giving it.
When are you? When is a station up now? Or are you still in the building process?
Oh no, the station is up. It's up, but I'm just building while it's up.
How can people tune in and listen to it? Where can they go?
Oh, you can go to the internet and hit Children Future Radio, and it'll pop right up. It's under Radio King. It'll pull up. It has its own app, so. His Children Future Radio go right to it.
And I was the first official radio personality that Madam Meek signed. So I have a show called Queen G Live Experience on there. And we did our first live remote on location in Milwaukee about 2 weeks ago. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Brandy was
Brandy,
up there.
I got Brandy here, so but we got a only thing different with my radio station is way different than any other radio. I'm a mobile radio station. We're gonna be getting booked like to pop up at events, and people instead of them walking,
again,
you know, having to go to the radio station, we'll be right there on hand for them to come on and do interviews, you know, right on set. Outside it, we'll be very soon in the near future, we'll be pulling up outside all type of major events, the radio station itself. So I'm a mobile radio station. I'm not like everybody else.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Women in radio is nothing but when you get a fine, you know, a fine sister such as yourself doing radio, you're going to have a lot of brothers tuning into it.
Brothers. I appreciate that, King.
That's right. Stay here with us, and we're going to shift gears on over there to my sister, Miss Brandy Martin. I've been knowing this girl for a minute, and she's gone through, woo-wee. We were just talking the other day, and I was like, damn, I said, your daughter's birthday is coming up again. I was like, we just launched balloons for her birthday, like, you know, last year, you know, on June the 5th, myself and some other people I got together, you know, even as far as Australia, we launched balloons. Everybody launched balloons at the same time at 3 o'clock that day. We launched balloons for Brandy's daughter. And Brandy I'm gonna tell you, is a real deal. Speaks her mind. Don't care, you know, how people think. That's why I love her. That's why we connect. And she'll fire one up when she reminds me of Robin. You know, she'll smoke one and don't care where she's at. So that's why I love her. So. So, Brandy, you know, you're no newcomer to the show. How is your experience being, you know, when you called me and told me that, I was like, wow, you deserve it. You deserve it. And, you know, I've always been one of your biggest supporters from day one. Tell us how your experience is with, you know, working with Shanta and, you know, Miss Meeks and everybody else and, you know, Faces of Rat Mothers. How's your experience?
Okay, well, I'll share that with the rest of the world, bro, because you already know we talk a lot and you know how I feel about both of the amazing queens. But I just want to reiterate on some things before we shift over to me, because your crowd, your followers know me. You know, I'm on here. I've had the honor and privilege to be on here several times. Like, when I say several, I mean over 100 sometimes on this show. Let's go back to Shanta. I do want to elaborate on the fact that you said at the beginning of her interview that she does not base her career around her brothers being famous. And that's one thing that I respect about her. She never makes that the big deal. It's always about her goals, her dreams, and not the access that she can actually use to push forth and move forward. I like the fact that she embraces the struggle of building her own footsteps in the sand. So I do want to make sure that that is known to everybody.
Thank
that,
you, so
you know,
much.
She doesn't use that as a crutch or a ability to move through doors. She actually does that for her own hard work. And that's one thing that I highly respect about her. And the fact that she is a normal person and she stays normal. You know, it's easy for her to be like, oh, I'm a sibling of a celebrity. And no, don't touch me. Don't talk to me. But she's makes you very comfortable with knowing who Shanta is. So that's what, you know, I want to express to the world and the viewers to actually hear. Outside of that, she's an amazing author. This woman has written over 11 books, you know. So it's a lot going on with Shanta other than being the sister of the famous Tyrese Gibson. You know, I think, and I know we will see one day Tyrese actually doing a recording where it's a privilege to be the brother of Shanta Gibson. So that's what I want y'all to know about Shanta. To go back on Madam Meek, oh, my God, I'm only here for one night. Like, I love it. I love it. She makes an impression from day one. She's a lot. Like, she's a little bit older than me, but she reminds me. I see a lot of me in her. And I love the fact that she doesn't hold anything to shoulder. She's very creative. Like, she gets into it. I had no idea Madam Meek was even wrapped up in so much stuff until I really started getting to know Madam Meek. And it's an amazing feeling to be around a bunch of mature women who have a lot going on and who are not afraid to push one another. See, it's one thing to be around some women. It's one thing to be around some women that actually push and really genuinely care about what goes on in your life in the entertainment and on a personal level. So that's the part that I like most. I haven't had a chance to really fully shout out to Candy Struggles, the creator of Faces of Rap Mothers, allowing me an opportunity to be involved in such and included in such a sisterhood, because I will tell you this, I got involved, Sean, you know, because I gave you the call the next day after Shanta announced me. Like, this has only been so since November, and Shanta also has a magazine called Let's Go to Work Entertainment that I've had the honor to be, you know, in a couple of them. And she just has, this has been life-changing, you know. And you know, like I know, Sean, I've done a lot of things, but never to this degree with such teamwork. You understand? We talk often about how it is a struggle to fight as a woman in this business, and you're pushing to do things, and it's male-dominant. But when you got strong women standing on the side of you, and we all live in different places, you know, all live in different places, and we still have the ability to, you know, actually support one another. It's not nothing that I don't think has been created since November that we wasn't offered to each other to be a part of. I'm excited. May 2nd, we'll be in Vegas celebrating Shanta's going back home party. And it's
a
parade.
A book signing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a book signing. That's a book signing as well, too, right?
And a book signing. You know, it's two events in one day. And it's just an honor, you know, to be a part of that and to witness that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These people that are going to be around Shanta has been knowing her for, like she said, she's been in business over 30 years. And just for me, from November to now, to just experience that and also learn from it. You know, I'm watching both of these ladies. Like, Madea Meek is like, you will have to know her to understand what I'm really saying. But it's like, that's the big sister, and I have two of them. But that's like the big sister that everybody, like, needs to have. You know, and she keeps it real. She's, you know, it's just, it's Madame Meek, Madame Meek. And it's just amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, it is. It is. You know, Madame Meek, let me tell you something. My first time, I've been talking to these ladies forever, but our first time really meeting, both of them, was when we met up in Milwaukee. And Madame Meek went in her suitcase, and I just lost my mom. And she gave me a pair of her auntie, who was no longer here, earrings. And I put those earrings in a glass box. But I will never forget that. And she has no idea the impression that made. You know, that's like, that's heavy. You know what I'm saying? That's real, right. Real heavy. And it's like, why me? You know what I'm saying? So I too like Shanta. You know, I'm not a person that go to church. I have a lot of little defects and little flaws I'm working on here. But each one of these different women brings a different side of me out, along with who I am, you know, and I think that is just all for the better. You know what I'm saying? Shanta is very disciplined when it comes to work. Shanta's very disciplined, you know, and that's one thing. If you're around her, you will learn to love about her, and that forms a balance. You know what I'm saying? Madame Meek is very much take charge unless this is what it is, you know, and we're going to move this way. And, you know, I really think we all should do this together type of person. So that brings a different balance. You know what I'm saying? And then Candy all the way in Pasadena. You know what I'm saying? She's showing love to so many women from where she's at, and we are so stretched out. You know what I'm saying? But it's just an amazing opportunity. And like Shanta said, you know, when I told you, Shanta, you know, I'm a realist. Like, God and the plug actually walked me into this change of life, because I had no idea who Faces of Rap Mothers was, what they stood for, what they was actually involved. And
I remember when you called me and told me, I said, what the fuck is that?
Just wait and see. I'm like, this lady told me she's gonna, this is life changing. And like I said, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I got the inbox. At 8 o'clock, I was put in a group chat. At 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock that night, Shanta was announcing me on an interview. So I know it wasn't nothing but God. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really excited about what the future holds. You know, I haven't met all the Faces of Rap Mothers, but I'm looking very much forward to meeting each one of these queens, because they're all amazing and different in our own little ways. But we share the sisterhood of Faces of Rap Mothers. But I am truly tight with Madame Meek and Shanta, and we locked in, you know. So it doesn't matter about a Face of Rap Mothers, about the industry or nothing else. I will forever be like, honored to be their friends forever. So it's been for me, you know.
I talked to Brandy, and we are going to have the other ladies on the show. We're going to do three each week, and then we're going to dedicate a show to all of them one night where they all can be on and, you know, and reminisce and talk, you know, have everybody on the show at one time.
So that's great.
We're going to, you know, Hilltop, everybody knows what we do over here. You know, not only we play music and drop music, but we also community-oriented station as well, too. And we bring people on that deserve to be on, and these Faces of Rap Mothers, they deserve to be on now that I know what it is. I'm excited myself to be a part of these ladies, And I can't wait.
A bunch of women that are already dope out, and now they just have something to attach us all together. Like I said, all these women have, like, everything going on, you know. And guess what? Not above struggling, not above everyday life. We're normal people. You understand?
Right.
Shanta has just paved her way. Madame has just paved her way, you know. And I'm 9 years, legally, 17 on the side, you know, but these women have experience, and to be put in a caliber of women like that, with a caliber of women like that, that's like everything. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited about what the conversations of Rap Mothers, the Queen G Experience, Children Future Radio, and Big Red Entertainment, and any other events that are involved with the Faces of Rap Mothers.
Oh, yeah. Shanta, you were saying something?
Yes, that I am completely excited about this weekend's event out in Las Vegas. My sisters have completely gotten behind me to support it. What's happening is, you know, it was 2 years. The last 2 years have been so interesting because 2019 was when I wrote all of my books. I wrote 13 books in that year. Six are co-written with my children. And the other six are a series. And then I wrote an entertainment book about my media journey from a media aspect. And it's just a lot of different books. Well, anyway, and developed a magazine, as Brandy said, called Let's Go to Work Entertainment Magazine. Now, during that year, I was all in because God just had me focused, just had me completely focused, just putting out, pouring out, I call it. I call it the pouring out process.
Hold on a second, Shanta. There's a 714 number. If you want to be a part of the show and you want to say, I think that's Anaheim, California. If you want to be a part of the show, just hit one on your keypad, and then it'll get you over into the queue, and we can bring you on the show live. Go ahead, Shanta. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
No problem. But the following year, you know, that's when the pandemic hit. And we were kind of all forced to deal with that, you know, sitting down, not being able to get out, and just the, all the different dynamics that happened during that year. Well, anyway, thank God for social media. I was able to stay connected to all of my social media outlets and things like that. And what happened was we're Faces of Rap Mothers, we're getting ready to actually film in a movie together. And, so I told the ladies, I was like, look, ladies, I'm coming through Las Vegas, and guess what? We're about to turn up, and we're about to have a book signing, and we're gonna put some stuff on schedule, if you know what I mean. So my ladies are so sweet. Like, they got completely behind me to celebrate with me this big first ever big, huge, you know, book signing. It's my first official book signing since the pandemic happened. And it turned into more than that. Let me tell you guys, when I tell you I am so humbled by this moment, I am ecstatic because what's happening is there's a spot called The Place in Las Vegas that is known, it's synonymously known for all the celebrities that come through, okay? And that's Tiffany Haddish. I've been there to interview Paul Wall, Too Short. I'm talking celebrities, you understand? And it's a clothing store in the Las Vegas Mall. But do you understand, this is the first time ever that they have honored a local celebrity or a local from the city of Las Vegas in this capacity and had them come through. And it's turned into way bigger than what I thought. I got people coming down from that I've known for close to 30 years as entertainers that have, you know, I launched them in their first film when I was a casting director. I got people coming. I didn't see this happening. Like, artists are traveling in from different states to perform on a stage. And it's just turned into a all-out celebration. So I'm so grateful for my ladies, Brandy, who is hosting my show. She will officially be hosting the show. And Madam Meek is my representation, honey. She don't play. She has made sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed. We have already had to do some damage control. And
oh, my God.
She is making sure that, you know, the queen over here is taken care of. And I'm just honored that everybody is coming together for this amazing affair. And a lot of the local Vegas people, too, they feel like they have to celebrate, too, because I also was very, very instrumental in helping to launch their careers as well in the media game. So it went from two media teams being signed on to about 15 teams now. We got 15 media teams that will be on the ground. We have A-Beats Audio, who does boom boxes. He creates boom boxes and radios and things like that. He's our sponsor. We have so many artists coming down. Stax the Realist. We have this other girl named there's some Femcees that will be rapping. Distinguished Mind will be in the building.
Yeah.
We have Milkman Media, the Milkman from Vegas, the media.
360. 360 Productions. That's Milkman. That's my media homie. He's done media for my birthday parties before, and like he'll be in the building. I got Althea Nelson, who is she's a photographer. She'll be there to do pictures. And my husband's company is called, our company is called Let's Go to Work Entertainment. My husband booked his flight once he found out that it was gonna be a turn up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, wow.
He was like, I'm coming. There is no way. So him and I, we're leaving on two different separate airplanes. It's interesting. Like, we going from Dallas, we coming in on two different planes. And it's just so amazing to witness just God's awesomeness, you know, right before my eyes from the years of history. And it's almost like my life is flashing before my face. And I just can't describe this. I can't describe this amazing moment. And I'm so thankful that my ladies, the Faces of Rap Mothers, are sharing this with me. And they will be there in attendance to, you know, walk every moment with me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yes,
wow.
I can't wait. They're Vegas. Well, they better be aware. We coming there.
Brandon,
and we actually leave it straight from Vegas to L.A. So we're in Vegas from the 1st to the 3rd, and then we're in L.A. from the 3rd to the 15th. Me and Madam Meek is actually there the longest. But, yes, this
Valley,
is about to be a ride.
Vegas, watch out. We in the building.
Look, that
goes
out of me. I told you.
We only in town for one night. I'm going to go ahead and make my announcement for everybody. I didn't tell Brandy, but we've been talking about it. Brandy called me and said, bro, I needed to do an event here in North Carolina. I said, I got you. So I haven't said any more else about her. You know, about it to her. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into one more song. And when I come back, I'm going to tell everybody, Brandy, tell you what we're doing. And we'll be right back, y'all.
All I wanna be is happy.
All I wanna be is happy.
Yeah.
All I wanna be is happy.
lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company. The best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. For more information, go to everybodysphonecompany.com or you can call 713-268-1610. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
All right, welcome back. It's Monday night. You guys already know it's the Hilltop Radio Show. We got the Faces of Rap Mothers in the house. Shanta, Miss Shanta, Queen G. Gibson's in the house. Miss Brandy,
yeah.
Big Red. Martin is in the house. And we, Madame Meeks, I think we lost her car. Hopefully she'll call back in, you know, here shortly. So, you know, Shanta, Brandy called me and said, bro, I need to bring something to North Carolina. I said, you know, I got you. You know, let me make some phone calls. Let me talk to a couple people. Let me figure out where in North Carolina, you know, where we can do this. Charlotte's okay, but, you know, I wanted to do somewhere in between where the people from Raleigh, Fayetteville, Winston-Salem, and Charlotte can come to one spot, which was Durham, North Carolina. So I talked to my man Butch. Butch had to leave us as well. So November the 20th, matter of fact, Thanksgiving weekend here in North Carolina, I've set aside, we have Tzatziki's Mediterranean Cafe is going to be catering this event for us that night. 750 capacity. It's all going to be
yes.
dedicated to the Faces of Rap Mothers. I got one of the biggest sponsors that I got is the NFL Retired Players Association. A couple of these cats that I know from my days of, you know, refereeing college football. I wanted to do something different. I didn't want to go to the industry and get sponsors and people wait till the last minute and say, oh, I can't do this and that. So I presented it to my brothers, you know, in the sports world. So we're going to have these guys from the ex-NFL players from the Players Association is one of our biggest sponsors of this. They're going to be in with us. The building that I got holds 750 people. I got the building for free. I don't have to pay anything. I talked to my big brother Debo a couple of days ago. DJ Debo, we're going to be bringing him down from Delaware. He's going to be bringing us the sounds that weekend here in, you know, North Carolina. We also got some talented young ladies that are online. They're going to be coming in and giving you guys some good sounds. Monique Songbird from South Bend, Indiana. Charlie Starr, at that point in time, she'll be living in Florida. And a couple other young ladies from here in North Carolina. We're going to be singing and doing their thing on the stage. And this is my
including
gift.
Big Red Entertainment.
Big Red Entertainment. Robin Lynn Maven, she's going to be coming way across country again. From Seattle,
again.
Washington, Vaz, live radio, and we're putting this on, we're broadcasting this live on the radio. The only way that you can be a part of this show is VIP only. You cannot just come up and come into the,
been talking about this since December, so
right,
I was like,
exactly.
I want to do something for the Faces of Rap Mothers. And I hit Candy up instantly and was like, I want to. Oh, look, you were already included in. This has been discussed since December.
Oh, yeah.
I say, Sean, I want to do a big event. It has to be exclusive because it's for the Faces of Rap Mothers. I hit Candy Struggles up and I was like, look, I'm going to do a big event in Colorado. I want to make sure that we got the Queen's Experience on the red carpet. We got as many ladies in the house as possible. She told me, she said, we'll try to get them all, but at least if we got 50, we're doing good. I say, I'm going to move forward with it. So me and Sean been talking about this since December.
Wow.
And then when he took ill, I was like, I'm not going to bother you, bro, but I do want to remind you, we are on the phone. we still need to work on the event that's going on the wrap up. And he was like, all right,
hey,
sus,
hey,
give me a minute.
No, I'm not like a mother of rap, but you can consider me like an auntie, because up here in Seattle, I work in my father's record store in Seattle in 1967 when I was 5 years old, and I'm not the only person that has been working up here behind the scenes, you know.
Right.
I ain't worked with no big celebrities or anything like that, but my father, he sold the music of local artists and stuff when their music couldn't be sold or otherwise put into distribution. That's where I got my zeal from. So
wow.
I would love to invite you all to do some work and do some events up here in the Seattle area as well.
My favorite part of media is hosting red carpets. I absolutely love that aspect. Yeah, I've hosted red carpets for multiple events.
So if you ever need
anything like that, I am your girl.
Shaka, we already had you booked.
We're doing red carpet and everything.
Shaka has to do the red carpet in the VIP section. The real VIP section.
Don't forget to fill in your
And
kids.
We got to have Children's Future Radio in the building.
But make it no problem.
Yes, and we got to have Children's Future Radio in the building, bro, going live as well. And I didn't hear Meek get cut off, but I would definitely love, I'm going to talk to Meek later on. I would love to have her send some of her music so that you'll be able to play it on your station as well, bro. I really appreciate that. Yeah, most definitely.
Brandy, you are so amazing.
Girl, no,
and so
no,
all of
no,
you,
no,
like,
no.
So are all of you.
Yeah, so this is y'all heard it here first. I heard it with you first time, Shaka. We've been planning it since December, but I had no idea, bro, I did all this work. And I just want to say you are the most amazing brother and brother station that I have ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, we go to bat each other on so much, on so many different levels. And I want people to understand that, too. It's much bigger than Sean doing an interview or being a part of an interview. You know, we actually genuinely care and have love for one another as brother and sister. And I have a great deal of respect for you, you know. And I admire your strength while you're admiring mine, because I'm so happy to see you back doing what you love doing. And you're pushing yourself. And I want people to know artists that he play your songs, people that he interview, that he is really pushing and applying himself to keep everybody's dreams and goals going. So hats off to you, brother. Hats off to you on the daily, and you know this, and your whole entire team, the real ones that's really stood by and still standing there. Those are the ones that I'm talking to. Y'all know I don't play no games by my brother, but the ones that's still there and still down, like, I love y'all for that, because I know how he loves on other people, you know, and I just pray that God continuously to bless you in doing what you love to do.
You know, just most, you know, I just want to say, just because, you know, I have a stroke and it's not stopping me from doing the stuff that I love. And radio is what I love to do. I love playing independent people's music like Charlie Starr and, you know, Monique and all the other young ladies and men that come on my show and breaking music and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's still not stopping me from, you know, putting on events and being a part of events, you know, I'm still able to get around, but not, I mean, I'm walking with a cane, but also I'm driving in a wheelchair too. So I just want to let everybody know, I still got a right hook and a right jab, you know.
And a crazy sister in Chicago, baby.
That beautiful is getting stronger every second.
I can still swing a bat. You know, I can still swing back.
Your voice is still sexy, bro.
Yeah.
And you still got that, you know, your little small baby white going on.
And then you got some little cane over here. that'll go to bat for you too. Your new media queen is on the scene, honey. We ain't letting nobody.
Right.
Thank you so much.
What'd you say, Big? What'd you say, DJ Devo?
And a brother that'll stomp a motherfucker liver up.
And a sister that'll keep you up in prayer.
I know that's right.
That's right.
I know that's right.
But it is a, you know, something that we're going to put together. We're going to do it. And and the reason why I wanted to make it VIP is because the celebrities and the people that are going to be in the building, you know, a lot of times some people that are mature don't know how to act, you know, when you're in a place where you have, you know, stars and entrepreneurs, you know, people want to go and have a good time, listen to music, eat, talk, and have fun. So this is the reason why I made it VIP. If you don't have a VIP pass from myself or Miss Brandy Martin, don't come up there and say that, oh, DJ Sean said I can come in, or Brandy Martin said I can come in. You won't be coming in. It's real talk. And I don't care who you are. If you ain't got the credentials to get in there, oh, yeah, and security will be tight. Security will be tight.
We'll be tight.
My brother works for the sheriff's department, and the sheriff will be up there at the door. So don't come up there acting crazy and thinking that you're going to half step. You're going to be stepping all the way to the county. And
this is a classy, elegant event. Yes.
Yeah. I ain't got time to be playing around with nobody.
That's what's so amazing, too, about red carpets, hosting that aspect and having that be the beginning of the event, is that actually sets the tone for the energy for the event. Brandy, you saw it in Milwaukee. What do you think about that? What do you think about what happened? Like, it really set the tone, right, for the event,
it really sets the tone. I'm a small fry. So, you know, I be hosting the red carpet events, too. But I will tell you this much. You can tell that your experience with it and from the whole time, from the unpacking, like, it's an amazing experience to watch, you know. And at the same time, you know, it gives people opportunities to feel important, you know what I'm saying, and not just like the elephant in the room. So I think that's dope.
Right.
It brings a sense of comfort to any event. But honey, you don't have to worry about it, sister, because sister had already booked you in December, honey.
You guys are the best. Thank you. Definitely I look forward to meeting everyone in person and networking with you, Sean, and your team online. I accepted your Facebook request tonight.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's been a long week trying to, you know, get ready for this Vegas event, but I definitely love y'all energy, and I just look forward to working with you guys. So,
Shanta, one more time, where can people follow you at on social media?
Right now, I am CG Live Experience, all platforms. Also, I am an author of 13 books. You can find my books on Amazon at Walmart.com under the name Shanta Gibson. That is my author's name. I'm under my government name for author stuff, and it's on Amazon. But I'm on Queen G Live Experience, all platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, Roku, all of the above. You look that name up, and you'll find me in some capacity. YouTube, everywhere, Queen G Live Experience.
Well, Shanta, what we're going to do is we'll have a conversation over the weekend, myself, Robin and Brandy and yourself. We'll do a conference call so we can start getting everything straight and locked in for November. You know, even though we're getting ready to go to May, you know, November will be here in no time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So we'll
definitely
have a, you know, no. do it the weekend. It'll be after you guys get back and get settled from your event and stuff like that. And we'll go from there. Yeah.
Well, I definitely look forward to that, guys. I got to jump off. But thank you guys so much for having me tonight. This has been so amazing, guys. I appreciate
no problem.
It so
thank
much.
You.
And thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Brandy. You know I love you, sister.
You're welcome, sister. I love you, too.
All right, y'all. That's Queen G, Shanta Gibson. Thank you. Have a good night. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Good night.
And you also can find Madame Meek under Madame Meek on Facebook and all social media, and like she said about the app for Children Future Radio. You can find me on Facebook at Brandy Martin, Instagram at followmysmile_red. That is the only social media with one D because it is Big Red with two D's the long way. YouTube, Snapchat, all that Big Red. And, of course, on my Brother Sean page.
All right. We appreciate you. All right, Brandy. Thank you for being a part of the show. You know I'm going to hit you up later. You already know that.
Of course. Of course. Enjoy, everyone. God bless everybody. Thank y'all so much. It was
good
a
night.
Pleasure and an honor to be a part of this show tonight. Continue to love on one another. Good night.
All right. All right. All right. All right, you guys, that was, part of Faces of Rap Mothers here live on the Hilltop Radio Show. And I'm trying to find this song to play real quick. I think somebody is walking or something. Can you mute your phone, please? Appreciate it. There we go. H-I-J-K. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and being part of the show. Oh, Charlie Starr, welcome to the show, sweetheart. Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh,
hey, y'all. I'm just listening.
Feel good.
It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. I wonder why Brandy didn't invite me to her event when she came here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Vegas.
That's right. I'm gonna have to let her know that when I talk to her later. I'll have to bring you in on the call so you can tell
her.
Yeah,
I'm not moving to Florida. My daughter-in-law decided she want to move to Vegas. So
okay.
Oh,
all right.
Don't blame her.
Now I can come to Vegas now. I can come to Vegas now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. This is a new one from Kelly Price called Jesus Loves Me. We'll be right back.
Jesus loves me.
all right.
Wow.
Need a little bit of gospel every now and then in your that's Kelly Price's news latest one, Jesus Loves Me. When I heard it, I said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to play that tonight." Oh yeah. Welcome back to the show,
Hi,
you guys.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I didn't say hi earlier. All right, Sean, we're done.
I tell Monique, I said, that's your biggest supporter right there. Charlie Starr loves some Monique Songbird. Oh, yeah. When I talk to Charlie, she always asking about you all the time. How's Monique doing? Oh, yeah.
Hopefully she's coming to Vegas. I had a show and I had church, so I'm a little hoarse. Oh, yeah. Hopefully you're going to come to Vegas with Brandy and them.
I would love
you gonna come
to
out here.
Vegas. I actually toured like before COVID, and I actually loved it, so I would definitely love to go back.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, you guys already know we lost DMX, we lost Black Rob, and then, you know, we lost Shock G. Hey, DJ Debo, as a DJ, how does that, you know, you being a DJ as long as you have, how does that, you know, losing some more icons, you know, in the music business, how is that, you know, on your side as a DJ, how does that feel to you, big brother?
It's a hard pill to swallow, you know, because those guys were in the prime era of hip-hop. It's a difference when we say hip-hop, rap, and it's a difference, you know what I mean? And what they're doing today, is I guess that's their style of music, but those guys come from a era in hip-hop where it's just a bygone, it's gone, man. You know, and it's a hard pill to swallow. Even though they're gone, their music still lives on. So through their music, they live. You know, but it's a hard pill to swallow. It's just a hard pill to swallow, especially like 3 and 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. DJ GQ, what about you, brother?
I think we lost some real good pioneers, man. And we got, as us being DJs, we got to keep the knees alive.
Right. Robin, Vaz Live Radio, how does it make you feel? You know, you've been doing radio for a minute to play artists' music, and then next thing you know, they've passed away. How does that, you know, how does it make you feel as far as, you know?
It hurts. It hurts. It aches. It's like, man. And then you just want to go and play everything that they've ever made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like,
you know what the hardest part?
Go ahead, D-Bell.
The hardest part about that is, like, when these brothers was alive, you know, when they were still around. You know, it's sad that it takes a tragedy for us to really remember people for being the people that they are or people that they were.
Yes.
You know, these brothers, they're gone now, but they didn't get the accolades that they should have gotten when they were here. There's never going to be another DMX. There's never going to be another Shock G. There's never going to be another Black Rob. You know, so, you know, after the music and after the hits, they're like, they just faded off, but they were always there. We didn't give them the accolades that we should have given them, you know, and we got to definitely, another thing that we have to address more so with men of color, drug abuse. We got to have that talk, you know, And a lot of times it goes back to mental illness, as Robin can attest to, and depression. You know what I mean? You know, after the lights are gone, what are they doing now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also what I've noticed that when an artist passes away or, you know, people run to, well, back then people would run to the record store and buy their music. And then what I'm confused about is why buy their music while they're gone? How come you didn't buy their music when they were here? You know what I'm saying? Because, again, that goes back to my what I always say, because people are selfish in how they support one another in this industry. Selfishness. You want to buy the music while the man or female is gone, but you weren't supporting the person while they was here. Then all of a sudden, people's putting RIP, we miss you, and this and that. But then didn't want to be an advocate or be a part of this man's industry, buying his music and playing his music and things like that. That's what irritates me about America. Yeah. That's what irritates me about this industry, this so-called industry. Is just so ass backwards that people only look out and care about themselves and don't care about and look after someone else that needs that help. Like this man's kidneys, you know, was failing on him. You know, somebody could even, you know, that's goes anybody. Back to, it goes back, exactly, it goes back to, you know, I don't want to bring his name up because I don't want to give him that,
I was getting ready to shout
out
name.
On my show. You know, this man put money in your pocket, but you couldn't help this man get him off the streets and things like that. You know what I mean? So that's just being selfish. And I hate selfish-ass people. I swear I can't stand them.
Man.
For nothing, I can't stand a selfish-ass person. Whether you here, you living, or you dead, I can't stand them. Go ahead, Diva.
The truth of the matter about that is he got to wear that. That's going to be on his conscience till he go on the ground. He got to wear it out because he could have did something to help. All the money that man got, man, you could have did something to help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the world we live in. We'll be right back. This is DJ GQ's mix for these three young fallen brothers of the industry. We'll be right back, y'all.
See, to live is to suffer. To survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can dance. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Hey yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can dance.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than big. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there.
Y'all getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That's woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Have me a big six at the curb, that's woke. Especially if it got the fully equipped kit on it, it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad chick uptown, she was cool. Had me messed up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't the problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like.
Whoa.
Lost a blue strip from 2/10 like.
Whoa.
Money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like.
Whoa.
Brothers getting bagged on my block like
oh.
Coming home within a half an hour like
oh.
Running like they had the manpower like
oh.
More or less, more so, I rip your torso, I live the fast life. Come through with the poor slow life.
Been all around the world. Been all around the world.
the party to get naughty, get my rocks on. Eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing. Ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing. Everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style. R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat. Champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just a freestyle, meanwhile I keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping, girlies in the...
Pull up to the fire escape though.
All right, y'all, that's DJ GQ, little three-minute mix here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Welcome back, welcome back. Yeah. I was going to get up with DJ Devo, but he's always busy. Got
work, man. Killing me at work, boy.
Yeah.
Me.
I got you back, boy.
Yeah.
I know you got twins.
Yeah. Mega twins. Yeah. So, Charlie Star, real quick, where can the people follow you at on the social media, sweetheart?
I'm Charlie Star on everything. Charlie Star on Facebook. Charlie Star O on... I'm not on Instagram anymore. I took that down. I was getting too nauseous. But... I'm on Facebook, and I have my Facebook TV page still, Charlie Star, My Life and Music. So you can find me there.
Right,
or you can find
right.
me on Smooth South Ohio at iCloud.com.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Robin Lynn Maven, where can they follow you at besides jumping out of cake?
Yeah, right here at the Hilltop Radio Show and Vibe Live Radio. And I am streaming on all major platforms, Roku, Apple TV, Apple Fire Stick, and everywhere else. Tune in.
All right, all right. Miss Lady J, where can they follow you at on social media?
You can find me at Jackie Harmon on Facebook, IG, which I don't hardly go on IG, but Facebook mostly. You could go to YouTube, Spotify, all the different outlets, and you can look up Lady Jacqueline and get that pure satisfaction.
Right. Yeah, how is that going for you, Lady J? How's your song
well,
doing?
Well, it's doing good. It's all in Canada and everywhere.
All right, Canada getting satisfaction. All right.
Yeah, I didn't even know what there until some guy called us from there and so I need that email address because my partner got the record and won't give it to me. I need your email, so I need you to send this to me. So, okay. He called us through Messenger.
All right, all right. And Miss Monique Songbird, the hardest working independent artist up there in Indiana and the surroundings. Where can they find you at?
You can find me, Monique Songbird, on all social media. It's MoniqueSongbird. And my music is on all digital platforms. And, of course, you always can find me on Hilltop Radio as well.
All right. DJ Devo, where can I find you at, brother?
Catch me at Devo Taylor L, that's D-E-B-O-T-A-Y-L-O-R hyphen E-L on Facebook, IG, and Twitter. You can find me here at the Hilltop Radio Show. You can catch me at 12 a.m. to 3 a.m., the Quiet Storm Radio, 99.9, Evansville, Indiana, WJCB, and right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And anytime my big brother call me, I'm here. Whenever.
All right. Hey, man, again, man, I appreciate you and all the love, you know, you give me when I was, you know, in the hospital and still giving it to me, you know, being home as well, man. And I really do, man. It means a lot, man. Real talk. It means a lot.
It goes without saying, man. You give me, you gave me more than you'll ever realize, bro.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You are a walking miracle. That's all I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I try to you know, work hard to get myself back, and I'm getting back, but, you know, it's a long, I still got a long road, so I'm not rushing it, and I'm not, you know, upset and be like, damn, I wish I can walk tomorrow. It's a process that I go through, process I'm going through, and it's a process that I understand that, you know, I got a long road ahead of me, but I got therapists. I got this therapist that comes to my house, and she be working the hell out of me, and that's what I like.
Amen.
That's what I like.
Amen.
Yeah.
But you're doing it, and that's the best part.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was telling Robin Lynn today, you know, her daughter asks about me and everything, and I told Robin today, let her daughter know that I'm trying to get my middle finger up now on my left hand. You know, I got my hands over, but that middle one just ain't coming up like, you know, like my index finger and my thumb. I can give you a thumbs up, but I'm trying to get the middle finger up. So when I give one, I got to give both of them. let me shut.
Salute.
Yeah. Also, my other big brother, DJ GQ, man, thank you for all the love, you know, you supporting, you know, the whole time I was down too, man, you know, you guys lifting me up in your prayer and everything, man, I appreciate it, man. Where can the people follow you at, big brother?
You can follow me at Harold Thompson on Facebook, also on Instagram, also World Play DJs. I'm also got the noon show on 99.9 WJCB, Evansville, Indiana. Also here on the Hilltop, and I also got the 4 o'clock gospel show on Sunday.
All right. Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, you guys, you know, we play a lot of independent music, artist music here on the show. I got this young lady, this Catherine Swan. She'll be joining us in 2 weeks here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And before I go into her song, the Mix Show Madness, hosted by Rampage from the Flipmo Squad. That's right, the Flipmo Squad. He was Busta Rhymes' DJ. He has his own show on a website. Anybody that want to be a part of his show, want to be a part of the conference calls, Debo, and you know, they recommend a lot of DJs and a lot of artists to tune in. Let me know if you want to be a part of the show, and I'll get the information to you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. He has Sticky Fingers from Onyx and MC Shan. MC Shan will be on their show, and then I have the opportunity of bringing both of them brothers on here on the Hilltop Radio Show soon. So if you get anybody wants the information, just hit me up. I'll get it to you. And I support MJ over there, Connect Hip Hop Connection, because she supports me. So anybody want to be aware of the show?
Doubt.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Catherine Swan, y'all. And this is a song called Make Up Your Mind. Make Up Your Mind.
I've been here with you since the start. Boy, why you play with my heart? I need to know why you're doing this to me. Some ups and some downs. I've always been around for your love. Can't you do the same for me?
You
right, all right. She resides. She's originally from Hagerstown, Indiana, but now she lives in Ohio. That is Catherine Swan. Make your mind up, Charlie Starr. What do you think about that? What do you think about this young lady?
She sounds good.
Yeah.
She reminds me of one of those girls from Indiana. I can't remember the girl's name.
Oh,
she reminds me of one of them, though.
Yeah.
One of Monique's girlfriends, the
Lisa Blair.
Yes. She reminds me of Lisa.
All right.
Same kind of tone.
Yeah. Monique, what do you think?
It was good. I liked her voice. I thought it was repetitive. I liked it.
Miss Lady J?
Yeah, I like her tone. I like her song. I understand what she was saying because it reminded me of this young lady I was trying to talk to because she got one of them kind of relationship. The day she don't want the guy, tomorrow she do. Soon as she see him talking to somebody, you know, then she want to know why he talking to somebody else. You told the man you ain't want him. So, you know, I can relate to the song.
All right, DJ Debo.
I liked it, but I'm with Monique on that. It was kind of repetitive, but her voice, I think that she was holding back on her voice too. I think she could do a whole lot more, and the music kind of reminds me of Blue Cantrell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I was trying to think of who it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
DJ Debo, DJ GQ, what do you got to say, bro?
Yeah. I think it was an awesome song, man. I would play it in the club. You know what I mean? The song sounded good, for real.
When I heard it, I liked it. And I was like, yeah, I got to get this young lady on. So I told her tonight I was going to play it tonight. And have her on in a couple of weeks live here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Just let everybody know she is a good looking white girl. She's a good looking white girl. Yeah, she's doing her thing over there in Ohio. So when you come to Ohio, ain't that right, Charlie Starr? You got to bring it, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be a hard row over there. A bunch of singers.
All right. I just want to thank everybody for being a part of the show and thank everybody for tuning in. Shouts out to the mothers of Rap Faces, Shanta Gibson, Brandy Martin, and Madame Meeks. You know, appreciate those three ladies. And each week we'll have different ladies from Faces of Rap Mothers, and then we'll have this lady that Miss Candy, we'll have her on soon as well, too. You know, introduce these ladies to the world, you know. It's not all about, you know, being who you can be. It's your history, your background can get you where you can want to be at in this industry. Instead of dealing with certain people and trying to get down a certain pipeline because some of you guys already know these pipes can get clogged and everything will back up.
Yeah.
Take that damn sewer route like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you'd be fine. Take that sewer route. That's the route I take now. I take the sewer route. I ain't taking the pipeline because it always gets backed up. And sometimes Roto-Rooter can't even unclog the damn pipe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just let y'all know, you know. Roll, Rooter kid unclog the pipe. But here are you guys. May the 17th. I'm just letting you guys. May the 17th. I know it's a little ways off. I got some representatives from Universal Studios, the motion picture side. You know, again, you know, networking with the right people get you to the right people. I got three of the biggest motion picture producers and writers are going to be coming on the show, and I'm going to be bringing on five of the talented female artists that's been on Hilltop. You know, Charlie, you're one, and Monique,
thank
you're
you.
One. It's time to get you ladies' music into soundtracks, because y'all deserve
yes.
to be on soundtracks in this industry. Y'all music is real music, and this
thank
is
you.
My, this is what I'm doing to help you guys more by networking with these gentlemen, and you know, they agreed to be a part of this. I'm going to shout out the person that made this all happen. He's going to be on the show. I don't want to say any names now. Because sometimes I've noticed that when you say a person's name or you advertise a person's name, people are always trying to get this person's information and go in the inbox or,
mm-hmm.
and say
mm-hmm.
this and say that about the person that you're networking with and this and that. Everybody wants to badmouth everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that
mm-hmm.
just this. I've learned that last year. So that's why I don't advertise as much as I do on social media like I used to, just because
me
of this,
either.
Because you got backstabbing ass people. That's why
mm-hmm.
that's why I always go back and say selfish ass people. Always being selfish, don't want to see people get ahead and people helping other people. So that's why I kind of strayed away and post what I post the day, you know, the night before now. So, yeah, I've learned a lesson from that. You know,
mm-hmm.
I've learned God has taught me a lot by being in the ordeal that I am. God has come and talked to me a lot, especially at night when I'm asleep. You know, I got to start being more obedient to his word and what he brings me,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I can be a stronger person. A lot of people say, oh, there goes DJ Sean going crazy on instant media. No, I just do that because I can do that. And I do that because I'm just letting people know. I know what you're doing. I know what you're up to. I see what you're doing. You know, when it's like when you're connecting people here on the show, I connect people with people. And once they get that connection with certain people, they figure it all about who they got that
amen.
Connection from and that plug from.
Yeah.
And then they are like, they don't know the person anymore. And that's good. That's fine.
Mm.
That's what the show's supposed
that's
to be
fine.
About. But don't get disrespectful with it, because I will start calling
yeah.
people's names out on this show. I don't care whose
man,
feelings
yeah.
are hurt. I don't care who don't like it. I have the right to say it. I'm going to say it. And ain't nobody
yeah.
can't stop me from doing it. Believe that.
You need to tell everybody to watch the Hip Hop Undercover, because Deb on there, she tell it.
Oh, yeah.
About people
oh, yeah.
she worked with and dogged her out after she got them on.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
you know,
be,
Jack
y'all
Wild Wright.
Shocked.
Jack Wild Wright, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
they comment all on your posts and stuff, share shit, and then next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
you come back. They ain't nowhere near on there no more. But they
mm-hmm.
I call it bandwagon jumping. Everybody's got to make a jump from one wagon to another wagon. I'll be watching.
Yeah,
it. It's
cool.
funny to me because people are funny. They funny. You don't have to be. You don't have to, you know, if you got an issue or something. In today's world, there's a device called the telephone. If you
mm-hmm.
have an issue with someone, pick the phone up and call them. Pick the phone up and
mm-hmm.
tell them. I don't have no problem with it. But when I do it,
yeah.
it's an issue. When I post something,
no, it's
and it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But
it shouldn't be no problem.
Well, there's a problem because people get their feelings. And I don't give a damn about your feelings because
do
I don't give their feelings. I don't give a damn about your feelings because I got my own feelings. And the only feelings I'm worried
right.
about is my girls, my grandkids, my mother, and my family. They're the only feelings I'm worried about. Trust and believe that.
Right. But
exactly.
Everybody
I call family and friends, I care about their feelings too.
Yeah.
Right. But the good book say, you know, I'm gonna go to the book right quick. Ain't no man on this earth got no heaven or hell to put you in. All the one
oh,
that can judge you is above. You know what I mean? So
that's
So what people say on earth, it don't matter. God know your heart. And he got he got bigger things for you, stored for you, and the devil will try to come in and take your blessings. And I'm just being honest.
Amen. No,
can't stop there, brother, because you got to You got to keep going, because what it says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, but when I became a man, I put away my child's things. So if you got a problem with an individual and you talk to the individual, hey, I can tell you that at the time, me and Sean was on the phone, he's at my throat. But he wasn't wrong, because it was something that I done that I didn't think was a problem, but it was a problem. He said what he said. I apologized to him, left alone, moved on.
Yeah.
But the book also says, We got away from loving one another. You know what I mean? And in Hebrews 13:1, the Bible says, brother, love the king. That's what that meant. We got to love one another. And we got away from it. I seen a time back in the day where people stop and help somebody change their tie. They don't even do that no more.
I still ain't stopping what I've learned to do by my mentors is connect people with people, you know, in the industry. That's what you put here for. That's what I'm going to continue on doing, plain and simple. If you love me, you love me. If you hate me, you hate me. That's what you got to live with. I'm going to keep on sleeping. And keep on getting up in the morning and keep on doing what I got to do to survive. Because
that's right,
I know
man.
How.
But we love you over here in Savannah.
Amen.
So. I know how to. I love you too, Jackie. Yeah. I just, I just tired of going strolling and just looking at fake people. You know what I mean? There's a time.
Yeah.
There's a time and place for everything. If you want to be fake, go somewhere else and be fake.
Yeah.
Don't do it in my face knowing that I'm going to see it. You know what I'm saying? Being disrespectful.
Right.
But you know, though,
yeah.
Jealousy is an envy, is a cousin to the devil. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Jealousy is the cousin to the devil. And, you know, once you have the devil in your heart, it's hard to get rid of it. Because now...
Yeah.
You have the devil in your heart. Now you're trying to please these people that you've done helped, but you know what I mean? And then they done took your kindness for weakness and stuff. And every time you say something, there, look at DJ Sean. There he goes. He always posting something negative and thinking that he's thinking that he's the best in the business. No, I'm not the best in the business. I just know how to take Charlie Starr and connect her with a good artist such as Monique Thornburg. Why not connect them together? They both artists in the industry. Charlie's a senior, a seasoned veteran. What I can't tell Monique or teach Monique, Charlie can. You know, that's when, like Butch Dale. Exactly. Butch Dale took me underneath his wing and mentoring me. You know, Leroy Johnson, you know, Rick James' brother. He's been taking me underneath his wing and mentoring me and stuff like that. So these are the people that I listen to. And Debo mentors me a lot on the thing called life. You know, Debo calls me, checks up on me, and we talk. Mm-hmm. When me and Debo talk, we talk. We ain't talking about nobody. We talking about us. We talking about me. How can DJ Sean, get better with my mind, body, and soul? You know, that's the talks that me and Debo talks about. And I love talking to Debo because Debo keeps it real. And that's what I need. That's what you need in your
life.
Everyday life. Real people.
Right.
People that's going to say, you know, DJ Sean, you wrong, because Debo has got on me a couple of times. Be like, well, DJ Sean, you know, I think you're wrong about that. So then you got, it's not getting mad. You got to listen to him. listen to what people say to you and understand what they're saying. They're not trying to hurt you. They're not trying to belittle or bring you down. They're trying to uplift you because,
right,
you know, someone younger than me can be teaching me better than someone older than me. So
that's why
part of life is called growth and development.
Exactly.
We can learn. We can learn a lot from a newborn baby if we watch them. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You're gonna learn something new every day of your life. You know, you live and you learn. But there are some people out here just living and not learning. They're not giving themselves a chance. They're not giving themselves the opportunity. You don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. Collectively,
no, I don't.
You might have some answers. I may have some answers. But collectively together, we got more answers.
Exactly.
Got them all.
Exactly. Right. I mean, it's like tonight, you know, having Shanta on. I had no idea that she wants to network with me. You know, that's
I've known her
honor
for
stuff
quite
like
some
that.
Time, Shanta, too. I know her from Vegas. I've known her. She's a good person. She's a good person.
The way the days is going now, you got to have good people in your corner now, because those are the people that's going to look out for you. Those are the people that you know, call you and lift you up when you need it. You know, like sometimes when Devo calls me, when he was caught, you know, when we talk, sometimes I do get depressed because of my stroke. I think my stroke is holding me back. You know, I do get depressed. I'm not going to lie. You know, when I talk to Monique, you know, just hearing Monique's, you know, hearing her voice lifts me up. Talking to Charlie lifts me up. You know, sometimes people's voice lifts me up. But, the best thing about it, my sister left Maryland, left all the stuff that she had going on and came down here to take care of her brother. She didn't have to. She's done it.
Amazing.
Just by having her by my side. Every day
that's
blessing too.
But that's the way our Father taught us. Our Father taught us to be all we can be, but also be there for one another. You know, we do get on each other's nerves. We do get mad with each other in the past, but at the end of the day, we love one another. We, you know, we've been with each other since we were kids. You know,
brother and sister don't, brothers,
exactly.
Brothers and sisters don't battle. Man, me and my brothers and sisters, my mom wasn't home, man, we moved furniture around in the house. But nobody else do it.
That's the real love right there.
That's right. That's right.
People who don't love you, they don't say nothing. They just let you just do whatever.
Exactly.
They don't care. But when we care, we tell you. You know, now we need to start that, right, you know.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. You know, I appreciate everybody. I really do. Whether I'm sick or not sick, I appreciate everybody. You know, I might not call everybody or tell everybody, but I do. You know, sometimes people call my phone and I don't answer it because sometimes I'm in that, you know, meditation where, you know, hey, you know, trying to get my mind right. Once I get, you know, I have my mind right, and then I got to motivate myself and, you know, working with my limbs that aren't working. You know, my sister, to the point now, she be like, what the hell you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, because I get up by myself now. I'm able to put my shoe on by myself. I jump in the wheelchair and wheelchair my butt to the, you know, to the bathroom. And sometimes I just let her sleep because I try, you know, and being independent, you know, I try to do stuff on my own. But when I need her, she's here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like I explained to her, and I'm in this with that. A lot of people take help as an advantage because help is here. You don't use the help that is here. You use the help unless it's necessary. You know.
Right. You try not. Sometimes you try not.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I can't get my my brace on my leg. And I was like, sis, can you help me? Well, sometimes I can't.
Right.
You know, sometimes this clumus in my foot keeps my foot bouncing and stuff. And when I stand, my balance is off a little bit. And I was like, sis, can you hold me? You know, like today we went to the store. And she was like, you need a wheelchair? I was like, nah, we ain't taking a wheelchair. I walked to the car and walked back. You know, when we pulled back in the yard, I walked from the car back in the house instead of jumping in the wheelchair and taking the wheelchair in the house. So, you know, these are things that, you know, you have to do mentally. And I did it today without a brace, but I'm paying for it now because my damn leg is hurting. But you have to learn, you know,
right?
Exactly. So, again, like everybody that calls me, I mean, I had an artist today out of Philadelphia hit me up. I had a television writer that's looking over the sitcom that I'm writing. He hit me up today. He had no clue that I had a stroke and talked to him for an hour today and everything, you know. So he's taking time out of his schedule to come visit me and stuff like that. So, you know, you have to cherish these moments with people that reach out to you and just don't, I don't try to ignore everybody. It's just, you know, sometimes if my phone rings all the time. And sometimes I'll be asleep, you know. And again, I went from taking 8 pills, now I'm down to 4 pills. You know, I go see the doctor on Friday. So hopefully that's more good news on Friday. I go to therapy tomorrow. So, you know, it's a process. It's a process.
Don't feel bad to Dr. Friday.
Yeah. And the best thing about it is I finally got my blood pressure the way it's supposed to be, where it's going to stay.
Amen. Because that's serious.
I went in the hospital 265. When I came out of the hospital, I was 230. I still got 20 some more pounds to lose. Yeah. People thought I was on crack. They thought I was on crack. Nah, I'm just joking.
I got a little bit, Sean. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, but you guys have a good night. I love you guys. And we'll be right back here Monday night here on the Hilltop. You guys have a blessed night.
Good night. I love everyone.
We're out of here. Love you, too.
Love you, too,
Rob.
Good night.
All right.
Good night,
Debo. Pick up town, see what's had me messed up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the chick diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen the ice shining on the wrist. Now money ain't the problem, see my dough is like pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like lost the blue strip from 2/10 like money wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like brothers getting bags on my block like I live the fast life, come through with the bulls, roll like whoa. My people, like though, like throw, nitro, like whoa. E favorites, like whoa. Now Doc Spade's in the range, like
whoa.
100 miles an hour, sit the lanes, like
whoa.
Cause I'm getting from the chick, like
whoa.
Finger near brother X, like
whoa.
Steve Floss, dead chicks, like
whoa.
9-9 Jack, Ben Coop, like
whoa.
You keep the D's.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time. Been there. Now I'm back and with it, meeting. First,
came to ball. The drama with my mama, she got on some fly shit, so I split and said that I'ma feed that seed that doesn't need much to succeed. Strapped with mad greed, a heart that doesn't please. I'm ready for the world, or at least I thought I was. Bagging when I caught a buzz, I was thinking about how short I was. Going too fast, it wouldn't last, but yo, I couldn't tell. Group homes and institutions prepare my ass for jail. They put me in a situation forcing me to be a man when I was just learning to stand without a helping hand. Damn, was it my fault? Something I did to make a father leave his first kid at 7 doing my first bid. Back on the scene at 14 with a scheme to get more green than I'd ever seen in a dream. And by all means, I will be living high off the hog. And I never gave a fuck about much but my dog. That's the only I'd head off in my last. Just another look, headed nowhere fast.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping.